This episode is sponsored by Geowork, a software agency helping businesses and brands achieve success through custom software solutions. Check them out at https://geowork.tech/contact.
All right, so hi guys, this is MJ Awesome, and then
yo, it's MA. Yo, what's going on, guys? What's going on? How you guys doing? This is gonna be like what, episode one? I feel like the trailer.
Yeah.
So it's just here for us to chill and enjoy yourselves, or us enjoying ourselves, because we're here and you guys are there. Gonna see this. So, all right, what are we talking about?
So this episode we're going to be talking about entertainment in Abuja. We know Lagos is like the capital city for entertainment.
I don't want to believe that.
ABJ is.
They just have an advantage. It's not the capital.
It's just an advantage they have.
Yeah. What's all the hype about Lagos, anyways? I've been there a couple of times and, you know, record there, but like, you know, it's just Lagos is a jungle. Lagos is not a good place to be. Like, even the air is horrible. Like, how do people? And it's so expensive.
Are you talking about it's not a good place to be for living?
But if you're for everything, bro. How is it the capital?
Entertainment wise,
all of it should come here. We don't care about Lagos anymore.
You think you can blow from Abuja?
I mean, yeah.
Is there anybody that you know that has blown from here?
What happened to Odemodu?
Is he from here?
Yes.
Yeah. Remember, he's still a lot of Lagos connections.
And
even now,
but this is his capital. This is where he is.
But I think he even spends more time in Lagos than.
It doesn't matter. He blew from here. We know. Like we carry. Look, Lagos. You guys. Listen. He belongs to us.
Belongs to us.
It doesn't belong to you guys. Even if he lives. I mean, although before he actually came here, I think he's schooled in UniLag. That's where he's schooled.
I do.
So actually, he's a Lagos boy. But you know, entertainment wise, he's our person. So you guys can't really claim anything. We should find a way to like get out of that stereotype and say people can't blow from Abuja. Like, doesn't that sound weird? Like, how did you even feel comfortable saying that?
No,
shame on you. Yes,
it's just it's not like, okay, let's just be real.
Mm-hmm.
I love ABJ.
I mean, I rep
ABJ.
Realistically,
but then
speaking,
if you really want to blow, you might actually have to go to Lagos.
I mean, this podcast, it will probably take it to Lagos as well, because there are a couple of people that we're gonna need to bring on here that would help our lives. So, what you got?
Even not just music wise, you know, when I said entertainment, we're talking
it's everything,
about, like,
bro.
Movies,
it's everything. Yeah, I feel.
And every if you notice, when we even do shows in ABJ, the turnout is never like Lagos. That is one bad thing. I also
would you say they like parties more than us, or what?
Yeah, they love parties. They love that lifestyle. They even support a lot. But in ABJ, I think most of the population here are just like workers, people who are just maybe, let me say, boring sets of people. I want to know your ranking of male artists. Give me top five.
The funny thing is, I don't even with Nigerian music like that. But I mean, it's not a flex. I mean,
are
just saying it. And I do. No. Let's say I am acclimatizing, so to say. But if we're going by rankings, my personal, I'm not saying, like, I know you guys might be expecting to hear like the maybe Davido or like Wizkid or Shay vibes.
You already started with it.
Davido or Wizkid? Who do you choose?
No, first answer your own.
No, hold on. I want to know. Let me know if you're an op.
None of them.
Why? You gotta pick one. You can't be on the fence.
Ask me why. Okay, I can listen to Wizkid, but I cannot listen to any of them.
I'm a very like reserved person, kind of. So I'm leaning towards Wizkid, but you know, I like Davido as a person. Like, he's an awesome guy. I love his stuff. His music is good.
So your ranking of top five. Don't
ranking
skip
of top
that
five. I'm a Charlie Poppy fanboy. I would say.
So that's your number one.
I would suck his if I was gay. But
are you serious? So that's your ranking. Like, that's your number one.
It is my preference.
Charlie Poppy.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I love him, man.
He doesn't look like how his fans look like.
How does this? Oh, they look like cultists. Yeah, I know. You don't need to look like them. There was a video he released where he said someone DM'd him and was like, "Yo, your music saved my life." And he was like, he was so confused. Like, how is my music saving your life? No, but it's true. You know, the people have different meanings of, like, people listen to music, or people listening to music, like, it has like different effects on like different people.
But how can Charlie Poppy's music save your life? Think about it. That person was just whining him.
When I'm depressed, I listen to him. It makes me happy. It gives
it
me.
Makes you more depressed.
It can. So you can't be depressed without, like, it gives you more energy. Like, more like energy. Gets you pumped up.
All right, so number one is Charlie Poppy.
Yeah, okay. Hands down. Do you know I'm part of his top 100 listeners worldwide. I'm part of them.
Oh.
So, I mean, that's how much I love him.
Amazing.
Yeah, number two has to be Odumodu.
Odumodu, oh, yeah. Nice. Okay.
Why didn't you criticize that one?
It's believable. Like, how's it?
So Charlie Poppy is not believable. They're like the same, both cultists.
No, they are, but Odumodu is upgraded Charlie Poppy.
How? How?
Odumodu is upgraded Charlie Poppy. Charlie Poppy is just one kind of just street. Damn.
Huh.
Odumodu is street, but street with class. Charlie
really?
Poppy, man.
The money he has, he's not street with class.
Okay,
have you seen his dress sense? Bro, that guy dresses like...
It's not even about the money. Okay, does Portable not have money?
See, Portable is a completely different bandit. Like, please.
He has money now. But no,
so, class. Top one is Charlie Poppy. My second one is Odumodu. Third one, I think, I swear down, that's like the only two people that I listen to. But I've been listening to Jerick more recently. You know, he released a new album with this guy, what's his name?
Your own list is just
abnormal. It's absurd, right? He released a new album with Psycho YP.
Okay.
And I've been listening to it too heavy, so I think he would be on that list.
All right.
He's someone that I really admire.
Jerick.
Number four. And he's doing a good job. Like, he's holding the whole East down. Like, he's actually superb. It's like in a lane of his own. Like, no competition, you feel me? Although we have like people like Fino and the rest, and they're also doing pretty good. Number four. Who do I have? I think maybe that's where we'll have DeVito. Number four.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. It's surprising, right?
My TikTokers are watching this.
Wait, before you judge me.
They are watching. He puts Charlie Poppy before DeVito. Nice.
For
all right.
clarity's sake, it is my opinion. It is my ranking.
Okay.
It is not in any way factual. I'm not saying it's facts. I'm not trying to convince anybody. It's just
no,
what
you
I
get
like.
You. No problem. In the comment section,
that face is judging. You're gonna say yours, by the way, and I'm sure it's going to be textbook stuff. Like, he's probably going to put like DeVito one and Burna Boy. Bro. Number five. Who do I put at number five? Can I leave it blank? Because I swear I don't know.
Are you serious? You don't know. So after DeVito number four,
let me go through my playlist, see if I have any Nigerian artists there. Wow.
So Wizkid and Burna Boy doesn't even come like in the top five.
Burna Boy is Rema. Yes, Rema. Rema does a good job.
Wow. Yeah. So you also put Charlie Poppy before Rema. Nice.
Hey, no hard feelings, man. Nice. I love you all, regardless.
That's
my top five. Who's your top five?
No, we're not done with you. I don't have a top five. So
let's
know. The top five are going to be people that you might have not even heard about them. Like, if I want to mention my number one artist.
Who's that?
His name is Seven.
Bro, you won't know him. Get out of here, man. Please, what do you have next?
He's an underground US rapper. You know him.
See, Charlie Poppy's better than him.
You wish.
How? I don't know him.
You don't know him.
I'm sure. How many? Oh, God. Please, Leo, let's not go into the dynamics of that.
Let's have your female rank.
But I don't listen to female. Okay. I don't listen to female music. Like, at all. Like, I don't.
At all.
I swear.
Wow. Ooh. So if I so
again, I'm gonna just go through my playlist once more. See if anyone's lucky. But
you don't listen to Simi.
Nah, I like her though. Oh, I listened to. Oh, I've been listening to Tenny. You know she released a new album, Tears of the Sun. Okay. Or maybe she'll be number one because she's the first person I saw on my playlist.
Okay.
Number two, do I have any other one? Do they have to be Nigerian? Who's that girl that won the Grammys?
No, Nigerian. What?
Make me swear. It has to be Nigerian.
Don't start.
Yeah, was that a little bit gay?
Don't start a fight.
Was that a little bit gay what I just did?
No, it's not.
All right, cool. You guys heard it from
us. You know, we just beat them yesterday.
Yeah, we took it back. We own the, what's the music genre again? I'm a piano, yes, it's ours. Yeah, bro, I don't listen to any females. It's just Tenny is the only person on my immediate
playlist. So you don't listen to Tiwa Savage, you don't listen to Ayra Starr.
Well, I like Ayra Starr. Yo, if you can see this, we're supposed to get married. What's up? Do you want to get married to her?
To who? Ayra Starr?
Yeah, she's awesome.
Oh no, come on, I cannot.
Why?
No, I cannot. Her personality.
Yo, her mom says she should wear like longer skirts. I disapprove of that.
You disapprove of that?
Yeah.
You want her to keep on wearing what she's wearing?
I mean, if I pay the bride price, she can. She should.
If she does that in the house, I have no problem with it. But
what's wrong with doing it outside?
I pay your bride price.
I mean, I'm not insecure. Yo. It's more like. hello, I'm sexy, but she belongs to me type thing. So I'm gonna be so proud, man. Like that's mine. Oh. Yo, look at it, but you can't touch it.
So you don't mind anyhow she's outside?
So no, not anyhow per se, but you know, it's her style. Just let her go with it. I'm sure, you know, as people grow older, as people like get into certain stages of their life, there are certain things they drop. So, you know, maybe a couple of these things would, you know, might be that, but I mean, don't stop looking sexy because we're married. It's absurd.
Well, so that's sexy, right? The way she
is it not?
All right, to you, not to me. So
are you gay?
What?
What? Yeah, I think it's sexy. Right? Yeah, Arya Star, if by any chance we see this, I don't have money, but just hit me up.
That's crazy. So what is Kanye West's wife's name?
Yo, he's married? No, I swear he's I know he's married, but I don't know who cares about his wife.
But you know, you see how she dresses, right? You saw the recent
That woman is fighting demons that we don't know about. Oh. I swear she's fighting demons. So,
but you have issues with that.
Nah,
If you have issues with Ayra Starr, then you should have issues.
I know it can be the same thing. It's not the same thing.
It's almost the same thing. What's the difference? What's the difference between Kanye West's wife?
Yo, she had like a nylon cut. She was butt ass naked, and then she had something like she just wore like. It's not the same thing.
All right, let's not go there. Let's come back to the real conversation, entertainment in ABJ. So what's ABJ not getting right?
What is Abuja not getting right?
Entertainment wise,
I think they're not getting a lot of things right. There's a lot of, you know, Abuja is like the capital of fake life. It's like
that one hits me.
I mean, you can see like this tennis chain, right? It looks diamond, but it's fake.
Oh, it's fake.
You didn't hear that from me, by the way. You can't tell that it's fake, but you never know.
Yeah.
But if you bring a diamond scan, if you actually,
Except if I test it.
Wait, chill. If you think it's fake, I dare anybody to bring a diamond tester. We'll test it. If it's fake, I'll give you like all my life savings. If it's not, you give me everything you have. I think that's a fair deal. But yes, Abuja is like the capital of fake life, and you know, people are proud, man. People are like absurdly proud, and I don't know the example to. Okay, we're in like the podcasting, space, like world. One of the biggest problems that is in this space is you see pride. Holy shit! And it's ironic because a lot of podcasters are still small and they have a lot of pride, and it's disgusting. It's actually disgusting. Imagine I'm reaching out to you, like you're smaller than me. I'm reaching out to you and you're unnecessarily proud.
Yeah.
For absolutely no reason. Like people that you're bigger than. And it was crazy because I'm also very good at fake life. Like I see people that I know that I'm bigger than, but yo, everybody's my boss. I'm humble.
As it should be.
Yeah, my boss. You have like, because I mean, everyone can be beneficial to you one way or the other.
Yeah.
So you got to keep that. What I say, humility. But you got to do it in a way that it doesn't like cause you some sort of backlash, though. Like it doesn't cause people to, you know, see finish.
Yeah.
Avoid that at all costs. I hate it. So you know, but what's keeping Abuja down? I think it's definitely that. It's the pride.
Okay.
And I just think it's the, you know, like I hate to agree with you, but like what you said earlier, Lagos is like the capital. And for there's a lot of factors. There's a lot of factors around that. You know, stuff like that. Like the entertainment industry is broad. You know, and something that has been inculcated into, you know, an entire city, trying to bring it out or trying to spread it out is like almost impossible. Abuja is even better because Abuja is like the capital of Nigeria.
Yeah.
Imagine, say, you want to do something like that in, let's say, PH is even coming up. Let's say, like, Ekiti. You see, but you know, I think Abuja even has like an advantage because you know it's the city of the country, so a lot of people with money might just come here, want to chill, you know, because Lagos is chaotic. I mean, you were there recently, no?
Yeah, I was.
Yo, it's a jungle, man. People who live there, you guys are suffering yourself. I'm gonna be honest.
I usually tell Lagosians this thing, that if you've not traveled out of Lagos, you won't know you're suffering.
You are really suffering.
No matter how much you think you have in Lagos, when I was in Lag for a long time, I didn't know I was suffering until I came to APG, and then I told my mom, "Say, man, this is where I'm going."
You know, funny thing is, I want to move to Lagos, but like I want to move there because of this same entertainment thing. There's like a lot more opportunities in Lagos because it's where like there's like an established brand, and you can meet more people and make more connections to grow. Abuja doesn't give you that option. I mean, like the what's
the level? It's ABJ is still trying to a level.
ABJ,
so don't
ABJ,
say it doesn't give
ABJ
you that
is trying.
Option entirely.
It will even it will only become better when, let's say, Lagos becomes too populated. Then a lot of these rich people would realize that they're wasting their time, and then they would come here. So I think until then, so it's a matter of like it'll be like some sort of realization that yo, this place is actually too crowded. Let's wait. Imagine paying. Yo, do you know the prices of Bolt?
In Lib, yeah, some fees.
I have never paid more than 7,000 for. I don't even remember the last time I used Bolt. Yeah. People are using 15,000, 20,000.
Yeah, 20 something, 22.
That is half tank for me.
Going one I doubt trip. You can pay that amount in ABG if you're going anywhere.
For Bolt, nah. Yeah, even if I'm going from like one end, let's say from Guadalajara to Nasarawa, I can't pay twenty grand.
Like Lagosians are.
Even if Bolt wants to be mad and say they want to charge that, and then you say let's use Drop. Drop cannot charge more than what 10. If they want to be mad, 15k.
Yeah.
Can never be up to 20.
That's even rare. The 15k.
It's right, but you know, they will say the fuel and all that stuff, and if you have loads, they're just
so
gonna.
From what you said now about what ABG is not getting right,
yo, they have a lot of pride. That's the first.
That
thing.
Is one, and then and, even you say you want to go to Lagos.
Yeah,
that's another issue.
Yeah, that's yo. But
most
come on,
of you guys are running to Lagos.
We're not running to Lagos. We know that is where like shit's popping. So it's like. We want to get
on
the hype as well.
You don't want to be here. You don't want to stay here and.
I'm not going to go to Lagos and then change my name to Lagos Podcaster. Come on.
Yeah, but you are still there. You're repping them and all.
I'm not repping them. No.
You still repping ABJ from Lagos?
Of course.
That's not like people.
That's like saying. That's like saying you get adopted and then you change your name to the name that your parents who adopted
that's
you.
The same scenario.
I mean, it is because Abuja is my home, and okay. I go to another home. So would I change my name to that other home?
But if you
my
are
name remains
more
my name.
Associated,
no. See, that's the thing. Even if you're more associated, it doesn't mean you're representing them.
Okay, if you say so,
you can. Wait, hold on. You can represent them good and fine, but like, bro, come on. You can't say because I'm moving to Lagos, I'm going to represent Lagos. Like, it's still going to be me. Like, I'm shooting in Lagos, but I'm still a Abuja podcaster. Wow. What are you gonna do about that?
You're shooting in Lagos, but you're still a Abuja podcaster. Nice.
It's my home.
Wow.
Why doesn't it make sense to you?
No, it's there in the. They will tell you a lot in the comment section.
Am I dumb or
you are shooting in Lagos?
Is there something
ABJ
I'm not
podcaster?
Getting? Yo,
why don't you just do your everything here?
Because the people are not here.
No, the people are not here.
People I want to shoot were not here.
So how will ABJ get it right in the entertainment sector if
first
all
of
off, are
if you want
like
the people
to
be here,
there for you to get.
If you want the people to be here, send me money so I can pay their logistics. That's a good start. Since you want me to be pioneering here in the city, you need to fund me so I can pay for them to, and their flights, their hotel, transportation. Now, cost that is, it's cheaper for me to go there and record.
Okay.
And then, you know, once I'm done, I come back. It's not like I'm going, although I intend moving there, which is a funny thing. So like, oh wait, hold on, before you say anything, it's just, I mean, come on, it's more logical. Imagine having to like fly over there like every so often because you want to record.
Eventually,
yeah,
moving
so
there.
So I just move there. Yeah, but I'm going to retain my name though.
Okay.
I mean, I might
but
change it though. If I this is like a spoiler. If I happen to change my name to Lagos Podcaster, you guys saw it coming. It'll just be for clout. Like just for clout. Oh, it doesn't mean I still love where I'm from. But okay. I will rep the city though. So it's pride. That's a heavy thing. There's not a lot of resources that allow, you know, Abuja people to thrive in the entertainment industry.
And the support too is not there.
There's a support as well, which you know can also be like associated with pride, because people wouldn't like to associate with you because they don't get you or they don't understand what you're doing. Mm. It is only until like you've attained success that's when people would be like, oh, who's that guy, what's he got going on? So there, you know, those factors. I think that's literally it. That's what hinders
about.
You know, us here in Abuja, everything is there, right? It's sad, but it's the reality. Like a lot of these things is there. Like they had the upper hand, or they have the upper hand, so
yeah, they worked hard for it though. It's
they
not
really
like
work hard or Lagos was the capital of Nigeria before they made it here. People were more dominant there,
but not just that.
But I believe, you know, I believe that, I mean, in the future, probably there would be some sort of balance. I think we're heading towards there.
I doubt that. I know you can just say Abuja is going to really come up eventually, because it's even like getting better compared to like 5 years ago, but there will be no balance. It can never be.
I think there would be some sort of balance. Lagos would become overpopulated. And no matter how much money you have, you just understand that your peace and quiet is important. And a lot of these people will come here. That's how I see it.
That does not mean that it's going to still switch. the whole entertainment.
No, I'm not saying switch. I say it's a balance.
It's not, like, even the balance itself, I doubt.
You don't think it's possible?
I doubt there can be a balance. Mm. I believe Lagos will just be Lagos,
well,
like forever.
Two truths can coexist, so I think that's.
But
that's,
eventually, if it happens, we'll refer back to this.
Oh, of course. I think it'll happen, though. I'm barely ever wrong, so if it happens.
You're barely ever wrong.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
My pronouns are God. So, what else you got?
Who's your mentor, Ibrahimovic?
Oh, that guy. I love that guy. But he's not my mentor. I'm more like an Andrew Tate type of person.
Oh.
You know, the alpha male.
Don't worry.
Even though I'm a softie.
You have a lot coming for you in the comment section. Don't worry. Especially on Twitter.
I don't read comments, though, so.
All right. So, is there any parts that we've not touched about?
I think that's basically it. If you're in the entertainment industry in Abuja, if you got money though, you're gonna blow. I'll keep it real with you. If you have money, it's soft. You can do what he says. Just be flying over there like anytime. Record with people, or you could pay the logistics. Let them come down here and
I still rep ABG.
Yeah, still rep the city. So, and there's that. Then collaboration, man. I think it's even now that more people are beginning to take the collaboration thing more serious.
Yeah.
Because if you listen to previous episodes, I have been calling. I always call them out for this. Why are you proud? What is this? What's going on? Why don't you collaborate?
Because
that's how you grow. Mm. If you know that these guys, the FRMZ and his friends, people like him, Hilarious, Anik Star.
That collaboration that made them to have that,
man,
force.
There was a time, because we were really close. Yeah, there was a time where he was staying at my place. Okay. Every single day, man, I would be going to work. Okay. I had like a 9-to-5 at the time. So every single day, they would always go out like together, like 10 of them. Just to shoot content, man. That's what they do every day of their lives, man. That was the top, like the highest form of collaboration I've seen from anybody. It's just because it's just them I've had the closest access to. Mm-hmm. But seeing then, it was really inspiring.
Actually.
I feel like that's what people need to do. Because they do that every day, day in, day out. And you see them, they would go out in the nights and be like, "Yo, chilling." But they're working, working super hard.
Yeah,
and that's how they, it's almost like they sort of like cross promote each other. And as one person's growing, they're carrying the others along.
The other person along.
So everyone's growing at the same time.
That is one thing that we lack in the females, lack in the music industry. If you notice, there's less collaboration between themselves. The way
as opposed to the males collaborate, but then again, if you want to do like a ratio, aren't they more males and females?
You don't
think industry? It's not that I'm disputing your
because if you more males, it doesn't mean even the little that we have.
Have we had Aria Star and Tiwa Savage?
I don't think so.
What about this
guy?
Have we seen
Tenny and maybe Aira Star?
Okay.
I've not seen
You got a point. I see it. That's fair.
That's a music collaboration among the ladies. I don't know why they don't have.
Anyway, it's true. That's also something.
That's one
women,
thing that really
women,
push.
Women have their problems, man. I don't want to get into it. You'd see girls saying that they prefer to have like male guys as friends, I suppose. You're going to have a topic about that. It's a clear adult. That's why you see them having like best friends, and they tell you that they have a male bestie. And you guys are having sex, you're calling yourself besties.
Is that what you do?
I don't have a female best friend.
Are you sure? But when we started this, you had you put your phone on silent because one of your side chicks was calling or something.
I said a side chick. I didn't say best friend.
Okay, so she's just side chick. She's not one of.
You didn't hear that from
bestie.
Me.
Let's not.
I said
there.
Side chick, not saying that I have a side chick. I was just trying to disprove his point.
So your best friend is a guy.
My best friend is a guy. Yeah.
Right, what's his name?
His name is Davil.
Daniel.
Davil.
Davil.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you're doubting me, I don't know how to prove it. So that's your business.
No, I don't doubt
but
you.
I'm pretty sure he's going to see this and he's going to comment
that
on
you
it.
See
so.
Is,
But yes, I think that's basically it.
All right, so that's basically it.
Entertainment in Abuja, there's really nothing much going on. I mean, they have the Shali Poppy's concert's coming up. I'm going.
Oh, Shali Poppy. I remember that was your number one.
Top one in the world. Wow. I used to be a huge Drake fanboy, but I think Shali Poppy doesn't come close, fam. Really, but I still love him all the same. So, but his concert is coming up. That's awesome. I'm gonna be there. I'll drag you along.
I won't be there.
Why?
You
already
pay
me money to show up.
When they pay me 2 million, I will not be there.
That's cap.
That's true, bro.
That is cap.
That's
2 million,
true, bro. 2 million. I will not still attend his concert.
Are you listening to this guy?
Yeah.
Do you hear what he just said?
I'm very serious. People who know me know me. I have once I set my standards on certain things. So when I set my mind on certain things, money doesn't move. I'm not a freak about money. So.
You just called me indiscipline. indirectly.
I did not.
You
except
did.
Except that's how you interpreted it, but I,
you did.
I did not.
He just said I'm indisciplined. What do you mean 2 million? Yeah, he's just to show up to a concert, man. The people pay me to come for stuff. I don't even know them, but I still show up.
No, I don't do. If I don't want to do something, I don't do it. No matter what you offer.
Money is involved.
Okay, like money. I'm not a money freak.
Do you not? I like money is different from being a money freak. I need to survive.
No, but it's different. Like, if you don't like something and I give you money to do it and you do it, I'm a money freak. It's not just about you being trying. It's not about you trying to survive. Yeah, I said it. You don't agree?
I don't know how to counter that point.
Yeah. That means
not,
you agree.
Not saying that you're no.
That
I'm not
right.
saying that, no. We'll come back to this.
Come back
probably to after this. We finish recording. My brain will think of something as a counter argument. I'll put it in the comments. So you guys know what I said.
All right.
Whatever. I think that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it. So let's.
All right. My normal signature thing, which you need to get used to. I really hope you guys enjoy this podcast. If you have any questions and/or suggestions, feel free to hit any of us up. What the hell is your handle, anyways?
Are you serious? You should tell them. Let me know if he knows my handle. Tell
MJ them. Awesome at MJ Awesome on Twitter and Instagram.
Underscore MJ Awesome.
Underscore.
Missed it. Why did you say you got it right? I want to transfer you 500k right
that's
now.
That's cap. I distaste. You see those what they call those things that you have in usernames, the underscore. I hate it.
I know a lot of people sometimes like I had an original MJ Awesome, but then
so what happened?
It's Instagram took the account, and then once you take the account, you cannot create that.
Sad.
So you just have to do it on the
mine show. Is official Emmy Drake, as you
for
already
now.
Know.
Until,
for now. Nothing's gonna
until
happen.
Until the underscore comes.
There will be no underscore.
Alright, if you say so.
So if you I really hope you guys enjoy this podcast, this episode. If you have any questions and or suggestions, feel free to hit me up at official Emmy Drake and him up at underscore MJ Awesome.
Alright.
On Instagram and Twitter. Sending all love and light, philosophers. Peace.
Peace out.